So this embargo's been going on now for ages. What's the reason for it? Why do we persist on this economic embargo over Cuba?
Very simply answered, there's a large clique of Cuban Americans who are a very powerful voting bloc in Florida, and they pump a lot of money into Washington to shape the vote. So you understand that you've got entities such as, for example, Bacardi. Do you think they want Cuban rum on the U.S. market, made in their factories that were expropriated by a Castro regime? A very powerful political player in Washington. But the key is that you've got ardent Cuban Americans who vote.
Okay, but what is
Castroites who
vote? Isn't there a hope that the embargo will have some impact on Cuba and make it free?
Yeah, but that's a false. It's just absolutely false.
So that's an excuse. Nobody really believes that.
Absolutely. No, it's an excuse.
So it's just
sure, it's an excuse. It's all about votes in Florida and money coming out of Florida. No, he wants the embargo.
Yeah.
It's
well,
served him. He's fooled the Cuban Americans. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They played right into his hand.
Isn't that something? Well, you're right. If there was no embargo, if everybody's there, he'd have a real tough time holding on to power like
sure.
now. I mean, if I was Cuban, I'd hate the Yankee government. I'd put up with Castro because I wouldn't want the imperialism.